Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Love to shop and eat? With a dozen food stands and even more local vendors, there's always something fresh, friendly, and fun at the Markets at Hanover. For hours and events, visit marketsathanover.com.
Hi, I'm Scott Hahn, and I'd like to invite you personally to join me and Breadbox Media on August 24th in New Oxford, Pennsylvania, for a day of spiritual renewal. I'll be presenting three talks, one on St. Joseph, one on the sacrament of matrimony, and another one on the Holy Eucharist. Learn more and register at breadboxmedia.com/PA conference. I hope to see you there.
Hi, I'm Sister Geraldine Schmidt, and you're listening to Musings from a Catholic Evangelist.
So some time ago, I was given an opportunity of being a teacher to a group of individuals. These are seventh graders who were all chiefs and no Indians. And I knew that. They were like chief and no Indians since they were in kindergarten. And they were the class all through the years that was the problem group in the school. And I knew they were going to be mine. So I took the summer to pray for them and pray to the Holy Spirit to help me to get them to work together. And when I was on retreat, it was one storm after another and incredible rainbows. We're talking about full arc rainbows, double rainbows. And I'm like, ooh, the Holy Spirit gave me a 2x4. Rainbows are working together. So if you bend white light, you get the spectrum, and each wavelength, little signs here, and each color of the spectrum is a different wavelength, okay? If you bend a rainbow again through a prism, you know, you don't get a double rainbow, you get white light. So the rainbow is an awesome experience of individuality, but also working together, because with each individuality of the color, when you work together, you get white light. And without white light, planet Earth wouldn't have any life in it. So everything that year was rainbows. Rather than row 1, 2, 3, and 4, it was yellow row, green row, and orange row. The kids thought I liked rainbows. Actually, no, I really didn't. But it was a constant reminder for them to work together. In addition to that, and this is really cool, in order for you to see a rainbow, you have to stand at a 40-degree angle. The whole significance of 40, you know, 40 days in the desert, 40 years in the desert, 40 days Jesus fasted, the 40 years of Lent, 40 days of Lent, the whole understanding of 40, the fullness of that. Wow. In order for you to see your own diversity and your own uniqueness, you have to stand back and look. And so that was a great lesson. And this story reminds me of another saint that walked and worked within our diocese, and that's St. Catherine Drexel. So St. Catherine Drexel was born November 26 in 1859, and she was a child of a very wealthy banking family in Philadelphia. And as she grew up, she became very keenly aware of the poor around her. Her mom, Emma, help serve the poor. A lot of her time was working the volunteer work with the poor in Philadelphia. She and her family welcomed hundreds of people into their home, in which they shared their money, their food, medicine, clothing. Her family individually paid rent for 150 poor families in Philadelphia. So as a child, she was constantly aware of the needs of poor individuals. And in 1886, at the death of her parents, she traveled across the United States, trying to expand her horizons. And during those travels, she was horrified to see the poverty of Native Americans. And she writes, "The Native people living here in the reservations had their way of life destroyed by the onslaught of soldiers, miners, railroad workers, and settlers. With no more buffalo to hunt, and federal troops confining them to barren reservations, their number dwindled from disease, malnourishment, and social breakdown. They appeared to be a forgotten people, pushed aside by modern industry, anxious to exploit the land and the resources that had once been theirs. And as she began working with the Native Americans and completely aware of their need for help, she felt a tugging and the awareness of calling to religious life. She traveled through Europe, as a wealthy young woman would do, see the world. And during Europe, she met the Pope. She had an audience with the Pope. And she said to the Pope, please pray for individuals to come to the United States to establish a congregation to work with Native Americans and Afro-Americans. And the Pope turned to her and said, you are that individual. Surprise! So she founded a community that was based on working called the Sisters of the Blessed Sacrament to serve Native and Black populations. By 1942, she had 13 schools, 40 mission centers, and 23 rural schools that specifically worked for those populations within those populations. Now, Richard Pratt was an individual, a layman, who established schools that took for the Native Americans, that took them off the reservations. And they were forced to not to use their native language, not to use their native dress. She didn't do that. Catherine Drexel, even though people associate her with Pratt's work, Catherine Drexel, no. The kids stayed on the reservations. Her students were very much involved with their culture, their culture, their dance, their faith, their family roots, and same as the Afro-Americans. She really totally understood the legacy and the gift of their cult of culture. She said that's a legacy she gave us. She understood their individuality and their uniqueness and the beauty within that. At her canonization in the year 2000, there were over 300,000 people that gathered together to worship God as the Pope, the Holy Father, announced her canonization. And as her name was mentioned, and they pulled the cord on the huge picture of her in St. Peter's Basilica, a rainbow appeared over the basilica. Like God said, yes, this individual understood the gift of diversity, but also understood the amazing thing when people work together and the grace that that is. Now, she's from Philadelphia. And at that point, Harrisburg didn't break for Philadelphia. Even though she really didn't deal with she was in Carlisle, and that's what the legacy is. But Philadelphians claim her as their own, but we do too. So remember, the gift about working together that is founded by St. Catherine Drexel and the Sisters of the Blessed Sacrament.
You're listening to Musings from a Catholic Evangelist, and I'm Sister Geraldine.